shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And here comes the rain. It is going to be with us for the morning commute. I'll tell you how much more rain we'll see through the weekend coming up.
And in the wake of a little girl's death at the Raleigh Christmas Parade, we are tracking the big changes in place for this weekend's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, all intended to keep you safe.
And breaking news overnight, a medical helicopter crashes in North Carolina, and the four people on board make it out alive. We will bring you that miraculous story coming up. Thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along here as we head towards our Friday and the weekend.
Yes.
Got to know what's going on out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRA Severe Weather Center. We know what the temperature is going to be like. We've seen this kind of trend this week, but now rain.
Yeah, here comes. We've been talking about it for several days, and it's starting to creep into the viewing area, especially in our southwestern counties. We're also seeing some showers up around Person County and Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But let's head down to the south. A few scattered light rain showers around Stanford and Siler City, Robbins, Carthage, Bass, down into Spring Lake as well. So starting to see it moving on in this morning. We take a look at Futurecast, kicking things off here at 4:30. We're seeing some scattered showers. Notice between now and 6 o'clock, it doesn't intensify that much. It'll be scattered, so expect it to become wet, but not terribly heavy. It gets a little heavier between, say, 7 and 9 as we have a band coming through. I don't expect thunder and lightning with this, but the rain may pick up in intensity a little bit between, say, 8 or 9 and maybe lunchtime to 1 o'clock. After that, most of it sneaks on out. Notice there are still a few lingering showers in our northeastern counties there at 3 o'clock. And then overnight tonight, we start to see some clearing. Today's going to be cloudy. I don't think we'll see a whole lot of sunshine for today, but that's going to set us up for a pretty day on Saturday. It's not going to be that much warmer, but we'll be nice and bright. 51 degrees right now, so it's a nice mild start this morning. Our wind is coming out of the southeast. Our temperatures range from 40s in the north to some 50s here around the Triangle area. Looking at 49 though in Southern Pines, 44 Goldsboro, 45 in Rocky Mount currently. Hour by hour, we're going to hold it in the 40s and 50s this morning. We'll climb into the mid 50s this afternoon, so not quite as warm as we were yesterday, and it will be a great day. Again, Saturday's looking good, but I'm tracking more rain for Sunday into Monday. We'll walk through the timeline coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Preparations are underway in downtown Raleigh right now for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. It is the first major parade since the Raleigh Christmas Parade, where an 11-year-old girl died while marching with her dance troupe. The city has made changes to keep you and your family safe, and WRL's Naya Harden is along what will be the parade route tomorrow to tell us about the new safety rules. Naya, good morning.
Well, you can see right here, they have the no parking signs up already that tell you what times they're going to need this for the parade. And while the parade will look the same, the rules for those participating has changed. Drivers must now be 21 and up and licensed. Minors have to be supervised by adults. Parade vehicles must be up to date on registrations and have insurance. And new rules come after the 11-year-old Haley Brooks was struck and killed by an out-of-control pickup truck that lost use of its brakes while she was dancing at the Raleigh Christmas Parade. Those participating feel the changes were needed.
Given the history of what has happened with parades in the past, in the last couple of years, I think it's important for Raleigh, the city of Raleigh, to have all these regulations in place.
Saturday's parade is going to begin at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be on Wilmington Street, North Wilmington Street, and then it's going to go through downtown Raleigh. We've got more information for you on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Good news for jobs this morning could spell bad news for the fight against inflation. The February jobs report is due out at 8:30 this morning. Economists expect it will show hiring remains strong and wages are rising. That would normally be a good thing, but experts say in this case, it shows the continued interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve are not doing enough to tame inflation. Today's report, along with next week's consumer price index, could influence the Fed as it considers yet another hike later this month.
And breaking news we're following this morning. Four people are hurt, but miraculously, everyone is expected to be okay after a medical helicopter crashed in western North Carolina. This crash happened last night in Macon County, right near the Georgia border. A health system out of Tennessee says that helicopter was taking a patient along with three crew members to Mission Hospital in Asheville when it went down. All four had minor injuries, and the pilot was not hurt. And breaking news from overseas, we've learned after 3 a.m. that at least seven people are dead and possibly the gunman after a shooting at a church in Germany. This happened at a Jehovah's Witness church in the northern city of Hamburg. Officers say the shooter opened fire inside that building, and they are still investigating a motive, but think the gunman acted alone. Police say a number of other people were seriously hurt. They plan to hold a briefing about the killings later today.
New this morning, former President Donald Trump is responding to a report that he may soon face criminal charges in a hush money case involving adult film star Stormy Daniels. In a statement on social media, Trump called the potential indictment, quote, simply insane and a witch hunt. It would be the first criminal case ever brought against a former president. For now, Trump is invited to testify to a grand jury next week, a move which legal experts say signals charges are not far behind. The grand jury is looking into Trump's involvement in a $130,000 payment that was made to Daniels back in 2016 to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she had with him.
NC State men's basketball is out of the ACC tournament, falling to Clemson late last night, 80-54. It's the third time Clemson has beat NC State this season. Wolfpack will find out Sunday if they've done enough to make the NCAA tournament. WRO's Chris Lee has highlights from Duke and UNC's games coming up in 10 minutes.
We'll get a clearer picture today of the timeline to find a new superintendent for Wake County Schools. The Board of Education is holding a special meeting today to discuss the replacement for Katie Moore, who is retiring on July 1st. They'll focus on how to advertise her job posting, how soon they want to hold interviews, and how the community can weigh in before a final decision is made. Today's meeting is at 2:30. And Raleigh police are still looking for the person who shot two men outside a Biscuitville restaurant. It happened just before 6 o'clock this morning yesterday on Wake Forest Road near Hodges Road. You can see the windows of the SUV were shot out. One of the victims is in serious condition. The other will survive. Witnesses say this stemmed from an incident on Paula Street. Police have not named the shooter, but call this an isolated incident with no danger to the public.
And breaking here in the WRL Live Center, China's President Xi Jinping reelected for a third 5-year term in office. In China, presidential terms are 5 years. Of course, in the U.S., it's 4 years. In China, it's 5 years. So he's entering his 11th year in power. That makes Xi the longest serving head of the Communist China since it was founded back in 1949.
Counselors will be on hand once again at Carrboro High School today after the death of a student. Hundreds of family and friends gathered last night to mourn 15-year-old Roberto Diletto. His body was pulled from Jordan Lake yesterday morning after 2 days of searching. Diletto and a family member were riding jet skis Tuesday night on the lake when Diletto had engine trouble. His family member went to grab a tow rope to bring him in, and when he returned, Diletto was gone.
I'm really sad, but I'm also in some disbelief. Like, did this really happen? This was just 2 days ago. We were laughing. And so it feels unreal.
There's a GoFundMe account set up to support Diletto's family. We've posted a link to it on WRAL.com.
A driver now faces DWI charges after getting into a crash twice in one day. This was the scene at the second crash last night at the intersection of Old U.S. 70 and Shotwell Road in Clayton. Authorities say a woman in the silver car ran a red light and T-boned an SUV. Everyone in the SUV was okay, but all three people in the silver car were taken to the hospital. Just hours earlier, that silver car was involved in a different crash in Johnston County, but the driver was not charged then.
Coming up about 20 minutes before 5 a.m. and the rules for driving in downtown Raleigh are about to change. Just ahead, why city leaders are deciding to ban any right turns on red in a certain area.
And a warning for parents after millions of baby bottles and pacifiers are pulled off shelves. Why these items are now under a recall after 20 years on the market.
We'll give you a live look at Lewisburg right now. Good morning to you. That rain is moving into our area this morning. Keep in mind, when you get out on the roads, we have you covered. Coming up, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break down how your weekend outlook looks.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. Here comes the rain. We're seeing some of that down in the Sandhills in our southern counties right now, and we're starting to see some waves of that moving into our western counties as well. It's not going to be terribly heavy for us right off the bat, but once we get closer to, say, 8 or 9 o'clock, we may see a wave where it's a little bit heavier. It's dry right now in Goldsboro, and it's dry almost everywhere. We didn't have overnight rain. This is sort of the first wave that's starting to move in, but expect it to be a wet start as we get through the next couple of hours. Everybody's going to see the scattered showers. Temperatures, once the rain begins, will likely drop into the 40s. Our best chance of rain comes between 7 and noon, and then after that, our chances taper off. We could still see a sprinkle or two, but we'll see the heaviest rain this morning, and then we have another round coming for Sunday. I'll show you that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Duke is the last local team standing in the ACC tournament. The Blue Devils will play Miami tonight in the tournament's semifinals in Greensboro. For NC State and UNC, though, the tournament, it's over. WREL's Chris Lee breaks down the highlights and downfalls of Thursday's games.
If you were simply just cheering for ACC teams in our state on Thursday, well, you went through a roller coaster of emotions because the teams from the state of North Carolina went 1-3 in the ACC tournament. NC State got off to a hot start against Clemson. Terquavion Smith getting it started early off the bat, a bucket and the foul. The Pack will be up by 9 in the first half, but Clemson roared back on an 11-0 run to take the lead. PJ Hall with 15 huge points for the Tigers as the Pack went cold in the last 20 minutes of the game, losing 80-54.
It gives us a lot of motivation. We had motivation tonight, but we couldn't get the job done. But we'll see what happens Sunday. We can get in there. We're sure going to make a run.
North Carolina took on Virginia. Armando Bacot, only 4 points for the Heels, and sat much of the second half re-aggravating his ankle injury. Heels shot it at 36% and lost it 68-59. Duke is the only in-state team playing in the semifinals. They dismantled Pitt behind 22 points from freshman Kyle Filipowski. The Blue Devils are moving on 96-69. Wake Forest also lost on Thursday, leaving Duke as the only team from our state who's left in this ACC tournament. We'll see what happens when they take on Miami at 7 o'clock tonight. In Greensboro, I'm Chris Lee, WREL Sports.
You will notice a big change at some red lights in downtown Raleigh by the end of the month. It's all in the name of safety. City Council just approved a measure that bans drivers from turning right on red. Data obtained by WREL uncovered 114 crashes involving people since March of 2018. 62 of them happened at intersections with stoplights. Raleigh's mayor hopes this new rule can prevent future crashes.
We all have to be committed as a community to making our community safe. It's as simple as that.
City leaders are hoping the red light cameras already in place can help with enforcement.
Alex Murdaugh will appeal his convictions in the murders of his wife and son. The filing comes a week after Murdaugh was found guilty. One of his attorneys tweeting saying, quote, "This is the next step in the legal process to fight for Alex's constitutional right to a fair trial." Murdaugh's wife and son were found shot to death on the family's property in June of 2021.
A data breach may have exposed sensitive data of Capitol Hill employees, including their social security numbers and home addresses. U.S. Senate's Sergeant at Arms told staff yesterday a breach of D.C. HealthLink is much more extensive than previously reported. House and Senate staff members are being encouraged to freeze their family credit to guard against fraud and identity theft. The FBI is trying to find out how all the personal health data ended up on the dark web. Millions of small toys sold over the last 20 years are being recalled because of a choking hazard. The U.S. Product Safety Commission is recalling Calico Critters sold with a baby bottle and pacifiers. This is after two children choked to death while playing with them. The toys have been on the market since 2000. Most were sold at Walmart and on Amazon. If you have these products, keep them away from your children and contact the company for a remedy.
All right, turning to weather now, all quiet in Raleigh. Some of our western counties, though, and to our south, already seeing that rain that is just moving in, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's creeping in here. It's going to be a wet commute, I think, for pretty much everybody. We'll take a look at the wide view first. We're seeing rain from the I-85 corridor northward, so up around Mecklenburg County, Virginia, starting to see some of that in Pershing County and starting to move into Orange County as well. We're also seeing some showers down to the south there in Cumberland County, seeing some rain from Spring Lake to Hope Mills and back over toward Fayetteville, and then through through Southern Pines and Rayford up to the north through Sanford, Siler City starting to move in. And you're already starting to see a little sprinkle here cruising into the southern part of Wake County and the northern part of Harnett County. So it's coming on in. Initially, it's not going to be very heavy, but it'll start to become a little steadier in the next couple of hours. So we take a look at Futurecast here, and you can see the rain is scattered. Here's 6 o'clock, and we're seeing some, you know, scattered light rain. By 7 to 8 o'clock, it does become slightly heavier. You can see some of the yellow color contours showing up. That's going to be some heavier rain, but it's not likely to be showers and thunderstorms. It's not likely to be thunderstorms and lightning. By the time we get to lunchtime, the heaviest rain begins to move out, but there could be a few scattered sprinkles in the northeastern counties through 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We will gradually see some clearing overnight tonight, but it's probably not going to arrive in time for us to enjoy much of it today. And our temperatures as the rain begins are likely to drop. It's still dry here in downtown Raleigh. We'll take a live look from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. 51 degrees now. We could drop into the 40s as we see these showers this morning and then bounce back into the 50s closer to lunchtime. Right now it's 46 in Roxboro and 42 in South Hill, 43 Goldsboro, 49 in Clinton, and we're seeing temperatures in the 50s from the Triangle area down toward Fayetteville. It is warmer than yesterday, anywhere from around 10 to almost 20 degrees warmer than yesterday. Our afternoon highs will be cooler. We hit 63 yesterday. We're looking at mainly mid to upper 50s across the area for our highs this afternoon. We will see that clearing and cool temperatures for Saturday, but Saturday is going to be nice and dry. St. Patrick's Day parade looking good, looking at temperatures in the mid 40s in the morning, and then in the afternoon climbing into the mid 50s. It is going to be a bit blustery if you're headed downtown to the parade. You may want to just remember it, especially downtown. It tends to feel fairly windy. For today, of course, we're seeing some rain early. Saturday, 58 and some sunshine, and then Sunday, it's going to be messy. We'll also see some cool morning lows as well. Saturday morning, 38, 37 on Sunday morning, 34 on Tuesday morning, and 31 on Wednesday morning. So lots of morning temperatures in the 30s ahead. We may see some frost advisories posted. Sunday's going to be chilly. We set our clocks forward 1 hour before we go to bed Saturday, and then Sunday's going to be wet and cool with high of only 47. We'll walk through the timeline for rain on Sunday and Monday in just a few minutes.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Companies are finding more ways to recruit and keep workers. Just ahead, the new incentive some are deciding to offer that's proving to be especially attractive to parents.
And after 3 days of work, where firefighters stand in their efforts to put out a wildfire that spans more than 300 acres.
Do you want to buy a home, a car, get a credit card or loan? Your credit score determines if you can and if you'll pay hundreds or thousands of dollars more in interest. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur shares five ways to improve your credit score right now. Your credit score determines your credit worthiness, aka your likelihood of paying something back on time. Let us look at the difference a score makes to your bottom line. Someone with a score of 760 to about 850 will pay $66,000 less in interest than a person with a score of about 620 to 639. That's on the very same $200,000 mortgage, and that's how much of a difference this makes.
We're taught to care for and monitor our credit.
I worked really hard to keep my credit good my entire life.
Well, I personally try not to use credit that much or, you know, pay it off every month.
But with skyrocketing costs of living and higher interest rates, everything costs more right now, and many of us are turning to credit cards to supplement.
How hard is it to survive right now?
Ooh, you're asking the wrong person that question because it's real hard for me.
U.S. credit card debt is nearly $1 trillion. That's a record. And when you don't pay down your debts consistently, your credit score drops. Here's how to boost your score. Keep your credit utilization low, meaning do not use all the credit available to you. Using under 30% of what's available on your card will boost your score. And ask for a higher limit. Just don't spend like you have one. This will create more of a contrast in your utilization, aka how much credit you use versus what's available to you. Next, keep old accounts active. Even if you've paid your card off, don't close your account. Use it for small purchases and pay off the balance each month. And get credit for paying off uncredited payments like rent or utilities by signing up for services like Experian Boost or extra credit.
And finally, check and challenge errors on your credit. Financial institutions are not perfect 100% of the time. So request a free credit report and make sure everything listed is correct. If it's not, write a credit challenge letter to the credit bureau. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
And luckily, you don't need a perfect score. Getting your score above 750 can get you lower interest rates or get you better loan terms.
Moms who need daycare services at the workplace are finding more options to make that happen. A new Wall Street Journal report finds the number of companies offering on-site daycare is rising. It says more companies are going the extra mile in the effort to recruit and return workers. New government incentives are also spurring the increase. The Biden administration is requiring semiconductor manufacturers to provide affordable child care for workers.
Tickets for this year's Dreamville Music Festival are officially sold out, but there's still an option to join a wait list on the festival's website. The event sold out just a little more than a week after the lineup was announced. The two-day festival is set for April 1st and 2nd. Some of the artists featured include Usher, Drake, and Fayetteville's own J. Cole, who created the entire event. This typically draws tens of thousands of music fans to Dix Park.
Taking a live look this morning in Apex. How about it? Rain is about to move into this area. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner breaks down how long it'll stick around.
And we're counting down to the annual Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade. WRAL's Naya Hardin will break down the new rules in place to make sure everyone has a fun time while also staying safe.